Okay, our friends. So it's Earth Week. We have read about animals. We have read about the Earth. We have read about the ocean. We have read about all kinds of interesting things that make our planet special. And why not focus on one more thing we could talk about our planet, and that is our trees. So today we will be reading a book about those. It's called Cool Green, and it has a subtitle, Amazing Remarkable Trees. And this book was written by Lulu Deliker, and it is read today by Mommy and... Whoa. Oh my. Whoa. What do we got here today? Your puppy dog? Aw, yep, my friends. We've got a puppy dog in the house with me today, and I am super psyched. So you're not a boy, you're a puppy dog, right? Okay. We got a puppy dog. Mommy and her puppy. Are you ready? Okay, well, let's do it.
¿Por qué, abuelo? Why?
We see a little girl and her grandpa. Okay, and they are standing at the foot of a tree looking up.
Why am I in awe of trees? Trees are astounding. Let me share with you, mi niña, some of the reasons why,
says the grandpa as he looks up.
Hidden, huddled, among others of its kind, only a handful of humans have ever glimpsed it. A coast redwood towers above every single one of the 3 trillion living trees on planet Earth. In an ancient forest of red giants, General Sherman reigns supreme. More than 2,000 years old, it is the world's biggest clean air machine.
Now, for those of you who didn't know, General Sherman is the name of a tree. Did you know that some people name trees? It's true. And he's called the General because he is a big tree. So we're going to look at a bunch of different trees here, and each one of them has its own special, unique qualities.
A symphony of birds and bees make their home in the thickest of all trees, an alhuete. In its rugged bark, el árbol de tule hides imaginary creatures for you to seek.
And it's true because in the bark, it almost looks like there are things carved into it. But those knotted bits actually make nice little homes for real creatures. So in the picture, we can see this lovely tree that is sprouting from something familiar, a brown, round nut.
By day, it soaks in the sun. By night, it bathes in sea breeze. Tree of life, tree of plenty, tree of 1,000 uses. The coconut tree. A palm with a droop, a coconut, a sweet fruit. Hard nut, and the world's second largest seed. The monkey puzzle is a living fossil, the cousin of trees from long ago. Its scale-like leaves on snake-like branches can live to be 24 years old.
Now that is an old tree. In the pictures, we can see the interesting-looking bark on this tree. Now, in this picture, we can see a very interesting-looking tree. This one is very, very round in its trunk, but has gnarly, twisty-looking branches. Let's see what he says.
Ah, I love the baobab, an upside-down tree. With a trunk like a sponge on a downpour, its belly swells. In a drought, its belly shrinks. Then, just in the summer, and just for one night, its white hanging bells laden with sweet sour scent lure bats from beyond.
Ooh, it's a bat feeding tree. And in the pictures, we can see what its hanging bells, these are the flowers of the tree, look like. And they do kind of look like bells, don't they, hanging like that? They look like white fluffy clouds with like a little golden bell hanging from it. And it's interesting that it only does it one night. Only one night out of the year, it flowers. So the next tree, friends, wow.
Have you ever heard of the amazing umbrella thorn acacia? Not only does it dress its branches with needles and hooks, it also pumps poison straight to its leaves to ward off the grazers in search of fresh lunch. This neighborly neighbor sends signals of scent to warn nearby acacias of foragers feeding away.
Yeah, nobody's going to want to eat this because, youch, it definitely has got sharp needles in it. And imagine being in the picture, we can see some giraffes chomping on another tree. They're going to know not to go. Don't eat that one. That one will hurt you. This next one. Oh, wow, friends. This might be my favorite of all the trees. Listen to this.
As the bark peels, new colors appear. Ice blue and purple, hot orange and red, bitter yellow and green. The rainbow gum gleams. Mother Nature's ever-changing masterpiece never repeats.
That is true. This particular tree has a new fresh color of bark as it has old bits of bark peel away. And it looks like a rainbow, beautiful rainbow of different colors. Our next tree looks like it grows in a very strange place.
The Woolamy Pine is a dinosaur tree. It lived in the times of the great scary titans. It has bubbly brown bark and feather-like branches with four rows of leaves that makes them unique.
You say it looks like a palm, but look up.
Those are cones atop the Woolamy Pine.
It's a pine cone tree, even though it might look... It might look like it's a palm tree, but it is not. It is a pine tree because there are big, gigantic green cones, pine cones at the top of this tree. It also looks like maybe something out of Dr. Seuss. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really unique looking.
Mushrooms.
Yeah. So the next page over, we don't look at the top of the trees. We look at the bottom of the trees. And let's see what it says.
Mother trees rule in the wood. They care for their young, shielding them from the sun, so seedlings can grow slow and strong. They are old and wise, opening their roots and welcoming inside just the right fungi. And mushrooms and trees give and receive nutrients and notes, talking in chemical code. This intricate network of fungal filaments is a wondrous wood-wide web.
And it's true. In the picture, we can see under the ground into the roots that are happening here, and how some of the roots feed into other roots, and the trees share their roots with the mushrooms, and they all talk to each other, huh?
The mighty moringa is a miracle tree. So many nutrients in its fern-like big leaves. Toss them into a salad for a peppery, bright lunch. Steam its green pods like asparagus. Roast its peanut-like seeds. A tree quite easily to grow. It will thrive in poor soil and do well in dry spells. It loves dry and hot sun all year long.
Abuelo, Moringuita is my favorite tree.
Trees are cool green, mi niña. As long as we care for them, they'll care for us.
And that, my friends, is a very true statement. It is our job to make sure that we are caring for the plants on our planet. Are you doing a good job of making sure that you've got all of your plants taken care of? I hope so. I hope that you're doing your part. At the back of this book, the author has taken the time to give us some really cool facts about the trees in this book. And they go into great detail to share some of these wonderful things with you. We can see that she's the little girl here with her grandpa looking at all of these beautiful trees and feeling inspired. And I hope you are too, friends. And that is, do you want to say it? Bark, bark. Yeah. Bark, bark. Good. The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.